Caltrans recently announced that a landmark project has advanced into its design phase. The Last Chance Grade Tunnel project, once completed, promises to improve travel times and safety through Del Norte County on US 101 by avoiding the most unstable landslide areas and placing approximately 6,000 feet of the highway underground, protecting travelers from landslide-related closures and reducing long-term maintenance needs. According to Caltrans project update page, this 3-mile stretch of highway within the project limits has been challenged by active landslides, steep coastal terrain, and increasing storm impacts for decades. Those geographical issues have led to extended traffic, road closures, and environmental impacts due to erosion. Because US 101 is the only north-south route through the area, closures mean an 8-hour, 449-mile detour, making this project critical for communities who rely on that route for work, healthcare, and jobs. Beyond that, 2.5 million tourists a year travel this route to reach Redwood National and state parks, the coastline, fishing access, camping, and more. The Last Chance Grade Project not only proposes an alternative that would improve travel through this stretch of the 101 for locals and travelers alike, it's also a landmark in the scale of coordination it has required among state and national parks, tribal governments, ecological organizations, elected officials, and the local community, following more than a decade of planning. Due to the project's environmental impact, Caltrans project documentation states that while the current alternative results in the irreplaceable loss of 2.24 acres of late successional forest habitat and the loss of 16 large, greater than 4 feet in diameter redwood trees, there may remain opportunities through the final design process to potentially further reduce impacts to both old growth trees and coastal habitat. To mitigate this loss, Caltrans plans habitat restoration for species like the marbled murrelet, stream and road removal work to protect salmon habitat and water quality, and funding for broader forest restoration research. In a statement released by Caltrans, State Senator and California Senate President pro tempore emeritus Mike McGuire stated, quote, "Getting this project off the ground has been an all-hands-on-deck effort. But with major state investments over the past 5 years, we're closer than ever to solving one of our biggest transportation challenges on the North Coast." End quote. On August 20th, the California Transportation Commission awarded $225 million towards the project's design phase, the most recent state investment in bringing Last Chance Grade to shovel-ready status by 2031. According to Caltrans, during this next phase, the agency will further develop design concepts for several project elements, including the tunnel, portals, connecting roadway, bridge, drainage, safety systems, and operations and maintenance facilities. Work will also continue on permitting, mitigation implementation, geotechnical investigations, cost refinements, and securing project funding. Construction is expected to create temporary regional jobs in areas such as heavy civil and earthwork, tunnel support, hauling, material supply, traffic control, and restoration. Reporting for KMUN News, this is Bridget Carstensen.